Welcome to the Exercising Depression podcast. My name is Claire, your host, and today we're going to be talking about me having a baby. Doing this where I leave for a really long time and then I come back. It's been well over a year since I've done an episode of this podcast, but I find myself with a lot of time to fill, actually, if I'm honest. You heard right at the beginning there, I have had a baby. I haven't spent the whole year having a baby, obviously. My daughter is currently 3 weeks, 3 days old. If you can hear little snuffling noises, that's her feeding, actually. The only time I could really sit down to get any recording done was when she's feeding and there's no one else in the house. So, yeah, sorry if you do hear her grating. She might cry, she might make some noise, but sorry about that. But, yeah, I have been dying to get back to doing the podcast. When I got pregnant, I actually made it a bit of a priority to get back to this. I really, really wanted to do the podcast and document my pregnancy journey. But especially because obviously this is a mental health podcast, and obviously if you've been listening a while, you know that I have several mental health issues, and I genuinely thought being pregnant would trigger a lot of difficulties, and that I'd have a really hard time. But I'm pleased to say I actually had a very beautiful pregnancy. A lot of my more severe mental health problems seem to really douse themselves down, and I became very balanced. I know that's not everybody's experience of pregnancy. I know it can be very, very tough on us, especially who do suffer with things like personality disorders, anxiety, depression, those kinds of things. And I was fully expecting to have a really difficult time, so much so that I actually had a mental health midwife to begin with as part of the team there, or on the team there, who were looking after me, but I got discharged very quickly. And I was really very happy during my pregnancy. I didn't even have morning sickness. That's how nice it was. The hardest thing I had to deal with was a bad back and acid reflux and sleeplessness. But that's a little sleeplessness, and the acid reflux is nothing new, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah, but I never really got to doing my podcast. Like I said, I just had a really lovely pregnancy. I worked a lot leading up to me going on to maternity leave, so I actually didn't have a lot of spare time during my pregnancy. I was working a lot so that I could set myself up for when I'm not earning money, which is right now. Being freelance means I don't get maternity pay, so I had to... Sorry, she needs therapy. I should edit this out, but I don't think it's strictly necessary. Yes, I have a daughter, and she's 3 weeks and 3 days old. She's called Eden. She was born on the 12th of February via C-section at Blackpool Victoria Hospital. She's been here 3 weeks, and it feels like she's been here forever, and she's wonderful. She's beautiful. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I can't imagine my life without her. I mean, obviously it's difficult. Having a newborn isn't easy. No one says having a baby is easy. And I wasn't expecting it to be easy. Sorry if you can hear the patting. I'm trying to burp. But... Shh. She really is the sweetest little thing. She is going through a fussy phase at the minute. She's 3 weeks old, so she's going through a bit of a growth spurt, so she's cluster feeding. But and then, well, we have had sleepless nights, but that's normal. Well, for normal for me, but it's normal to have a newborn, to have this, and yeah, I mean, my life is completely different. My world is a lot smaller. I'm tired, but I am really, really, really happy. So yeah, I suppose I should tell you guys about it. Like I said, I had a really good pregnancy. I was really happy in, for the most part of my pregnancy. I had some down days, obviously. But it was generally very uneventful. Well, near the end, they were worried about her growth. She was showing quite small, and she was actually born quite small. She was 6 pounds, 14 ounces. But to be honest, I was never that fussed about having children. When I got married, my husband and I, it never really was a priority that we were going to have kids. And we both sort of just said, if it happens, it happens. We've been married nearly 10 years now. It'll be 10 years this July. And yeah, about 2 years ago, we sort of decided that maybe we would try having a child. And she took that long to be conceived. We actually thought this wasn't going to happen for us, honestly. The day that I found out I was pregnant with her, I had actually been into the hospital that morning for blood tests to check fertility, and the week before I'd had scans of my uterus to see if everything was in good working order, because we had been trying for a year and a half, 2 years, and nothing. So we thought maybe there was something wrong with us, meaning that we couldn't conceive. But yeah, and then here she is, nearly 9 months later. She's here. The saddest thing that happened, and actually around this time, if you guys have been listening a while, you are familiar with my cat Grex. Unfortunately, she is no longer with us. She actually passed away about 2 days before I found out I was pregnant. It was very traumatic the way she died, and it was really very heartbreaking. I was really very, very, extremely heartbroken that she passed away. We knew that she was dying. She was 18. She wasn't in the best of health, and we knew that she was winding down. And we knew maybe we'd have her for a couple of weeks at best. But I took her for her scheduled weekly vet appointment that she's having weekly, because she was, like I said, on her last legs, and we were just making her comfortable with fluids and pain relief. I took her to the vet, which was, it's literally a 10-minute walk from my house. You can see the vets from my house. So I took her on a lovely sunny walk, and it was in June, and we got to the vets. She got onto the vet's table, and she took a very funny turn. Long story short, I really don't want to go into it too much, because it will upset me. I'm still very upset by it. We ended up having to put her down that morning. Very, very quickly. So we got to the vets. We were there maybe 10 minutes, and then within 20 minutes, she was being put to sleep in my arms, and it was truly quite traumatic. Like I said, we knew she was going, but I planned that maybe when we knew that it was her time to go, that we would have her put down at home. But obviously she had other plans. And yeah, I was pregnant at that moment. I didn't know. So that was the Thursday, and then 2 days later, on the Saturday, I found out I was pregnant. So yeah, maybe she knew I was pregnant. She was like, I'm out. I don't want to deal with a smelly, riling pink thing. But out of that, obviously I found out I was pregnant, and my husband and I both did say that when Rags did pass away, the only thing that would really ease that pain would be a baby. And lo and behold, my daughter was already there. We do have another cat though. If you hear a bell in the background, that's her, that's Figgy. Figaro, aka Figgy, Figs, Piggles, you know, it's like a main cat. She is a rescue. She's nearly three. She's a little tuxedo cat, and she is lovely. She is so much different to Rexy. She's younger, so she's got a lot more energy, and she's just really funny. complete. I don't think she's got even half a brain cell. She's so funny, but she is lovely, and she's good, quite good with the baby as well. She will sit with if I'm feeding Eden in. Did I tell you my baby's name? Eden. She's called Eden. If I haven't already, sorry. I first skipped over that. She's called Eden. Yes. But yes, Figgy is very good with Eden. She sits with me if I'm feeding her. She gets a little bit close sometimes, so she can't stay in the room with us at night time because she goes in the crib. But she's learning too. Like I said, Eden's only been here 3 weeks, so Figgy has been. We've had her since I was 3 months pregnant. But yeah, so this whole year, like this past year, so 2023 really was a wild year for me. It started off actually. Oh, sorry, baby needs burping. I wish you guys could see her. She's so sweet. She's the cutest little thing. So the beginning of the year 2023, I was very poorly actually. I had a real bad health episode. I can't even tell you what it was, if I'm perfectly honest. I was just in and out of hospital for a few weeks. And I might have to edit sounds. Sleepy cow.
Right.
Oh, big burp. Oh dear. And sorry if she does anything out the other end as well. She's quite a windy baby. I don't need to ask him. No. Doesn't come in. Yes, I had a really bad health episode. I still don't really know what it was. I think it was something to do with my pancreas. But then that settled down, and then Regsy passed away, and then we found out we were pregnant. And then the rest of the year, obviously, I was pregnant. So that happened. Quite a year, really. And now she's here, and she's perfect, and she's lovely. I do have some reservations and some worries about my mental health. Obviously, with having things like BPD, PTSD, I am more likely to get things like postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. But I have my finger on that pulse. And for now, honestly, I'm feeling pretty great. Again, I'm only 3 weeks in, so it might get worse. My husband was off for 3 weeks, actually, so this most so she's 3 weeks, 3 days. Past 2 days, he's actually been back at work. He's a teacher, so Eden was actually born the first day of half term, so he was off for that week. And then here in the UK, he gets 2 weeks parental leave at full pay. So he's had those 2 weeks, and now he's come back to work. And now to say that I thought this first week of him being back at work would be really tough. And it's not been the easiest, but it's really not been all that hard, honestly. If you've been listening a long time, you guys know that my husband and I bought a house with his parents and his younger sister about 6 years ago. So I'm not on my own. Do have his family around, and even though sometimes that can have its own issues and its own troubles, quite honestly, they've been an absolute godsend. Even just for little things like in the morning, if I want to, I want to shower or bath and get dressed and get myself up, I just give my daughter to my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and they'll take her for half an hour so that I can sort myself out. In the afternoons, my mother-in-law has taken her out for walks because it's had really beautiful weather. So that's given me time to either get some housework done or nap, which has been incredible. So I am very, very lucky that I have this dynamic at home. I say lucky, my husband and I did sacrifice a lot to live in this situation. Yeah, we don't have our own home. We do live with three other people, or four other people now. So that's, you know, that's quite a, it's quite something to take on as a young couple. But it does mean that, you know, I do have the support at home when he's at work, which has turned out really well so far. You know, like I said, we're only 3 weeks in. But yeah, we're modelling our way through, as any new parent does. We have trials and tribulations, and thankfully, touch wood, we've not had any major issues with her yet. But like I said, she's only 3 weeks old, so there's plenty of time for all sorts. Yeah, I don't really know what else to include, really. I just had a real urge to record, to tell you guys all about what's going on with me. And I could make all sorts of promises about, you know, having more time to do the podcast and all that. And I honestly, because I'm off work now for 6 months, and I really would like the idea that I could take some time each day, and or each every other day, or once a week, and record a podcast. Because I do miss doing the podcast. I genuinely, really, really do. So I'm not making any promises, but I will try because I want to. I really want to, and especially now that I'm entering this new phase of life, with all its own challenges, mental health included. It would be great for me to document that. Fill you in on how my daughter is doing as well. Yeah, so for now I'm tired, but I'm very, very happy. And I think my husband is too. I know that he struggles to be away from her and I during the day, but he's working hard for us to look after us and provide for us, which is lovely. I'm hoping to be going back to work in 6 months, so we'll see how that goes. Oh, honey. What's up, Dad? I'm all burping. Okay, well, maybe I should leave this as is now, because I want to try and get little Miss Eden here off into a nap so that I can get some housework done. Sorry if this episode is a bit lacking, just an intro to my new way of life right now with my precious little girl. Oh, there we go. I wonder if you guys can hear that, I don't know. But yes, so yeah, I had a baby, she's beautiful, she's called Eden, and hopefully I will be able to fill you in on my journey of motherhood. Thanks for listening, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.